Penn State has one Saturday game in the Jordan Center in the conference. That's it. Are you kidding me? So let me preface all this so everyone understands where I'm coming from. This has zero, like nothing to do with me. Nothing. I will go anywhere, anytime, any day, any hour, and broadcast a game. Doesn't bother me what time we get back. Doesn't bother me what day we leave. Doesn't bother me what, you know, where the game is, what time the game is. Never has. I think everybody who knows me knows that. So when I'm talking about the schedule, I always put it in the context of you, the fan, and also the program. Because more fans, better for the program. And to continue with context, whenever the Big Ten has done something that I consider to be right, I have praised it to the hilt. For example, the Big Ten TV contract. Could I lay out any more praise for that? I like the networks. I like how they're doing it. I think it's smart. Adding USC and UCLA. Love it. Couldn't praise it anymore from June 30th on since they announced it. Right? 2020 basketball schedule, for example. When that came out and I'm on the show, the 1920 basketball schedule, could I appraise that schedule anymore? I said, it's a great schedule. During the season, it's a great schedule. Like the way it's laid out. So I do that. I will go make sure that when the conference or any entity is doing something right, I will praise it. That way, when it comes time to criticize something, you can sit back at somebody who listens to the show and says, hey, you know what? He's really fair. When he thinks it's right, he says it's right. When he thinks it's wrong, he says it's wrong. What is this? College basketball is meant to be played on Saturdays on the weekends. Yet the Big Ten is married over and over again to Sundays. Penn State should have 5 weekend home games in the Big Ten and 5 on the road. Okay? And 5 in the middle of the week at home. It's only right, only fair. Penn State has 1 Saturday game and 4 Sundays, including the Palestra game. Like, come on. Know your markets. Saturday has always been, and again, we're talking about my 41 years of doing this. So you're not talking about some Johnny come lately. Saturday has always been the best day to draw at Penn State. And I'm not saying, and I've never said, all 5 of those games on the weekend should be Saturdays. I've never said that. I've said 3 out of 5 should be. Because for TV scheduling, you've got to have some flexibility. But 60% of them should be on Saturdays. 3. Where the students can be there. People here in the Valley can go. People in Harrisburg can go. People from Pittsburgh, where they feel like they're going to spend a weekend here. Whatever. That works in this market. Madison, for example, is a market of 200,000. Lincoln, 200,000. Columbus, over 1 million. Ann Arbor's Detroit. Here, people, you know, to get a bigger crowd, people do have to travel. That's why there's a lack of common sense to this. They get 1 Saturday game. It's January 21st with Nebraska. That's it. The other games are Sundays. Of course, the Palestra game, didn't matter to me which day that was. That's a special one, stands out. The other 5 during the course of the week are during the course of the week. It's, you have to do that. No issue. Traveling on the road, I don't care. I think Penn State has 3 Saturday games on the road. That's fine. Doesn't matter to me. Those are road games. But it's just, I see stuff like this, and I ask myself over and over again. Where's the common sense of this? Just like we've talked about football scheduling. But again, if you've noticed, again, in order to get perspective, you need to be fair in your analysis. So, for example, in the complaining of Penn State being on the road to open the Big Ten 12 out of 13 years, I have also said, and I said it on the pregame show when it was brought up Thursday night when Jack and I were there together, I said, despite all that, I still would like to see Penn State open on the road in the conference next year. Why? Because the scheduling formula is, in odd years, Penn State only has 4 home games in the conference. I don't want the opener to be at home with the idea of 3 of the next 8 being at home, or 5 of the next 8 being on the road. I'd rather that first one be on the road, that way you can balance out 4-4 the rest of the way. So I try to give a balanced commentary on this all the time. And I don't understand what the deal is on why the Big Ten is so heavy on Sunday games. I mean, I realize BTN needs inventory. I totally understand that. I totally get it. But you need more Saturday games. Saturday's, it's like college football. Saturday's a college basketball day. But that's just me. That's just how I've looked at it. If you think I'm wrong, please say so. And again, I'm not saying everyone should be on Saturday. Okay, you got 10 home games. 3 of the 10 should be on Saturdays at home. In this case, 3 out of 9 because the Purdue game's at the Palestra. I don't think I'm being unreasonable in bringing that up. The sequence of games is fine. I have no problem with the sequence. When they start, when the whole thing. They got a game on January 1, but that's a Sunday. January 2nd is actually the celebrated New Year's Day with the bowl games, things like that. So, we'll see. There you go.